online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Johnson.
Yes, indeed. Torgo sitting in for who was formerly known as Scott.
Yes, Torgo.
Torgo.
Yep.
Changed your name.
Now. That's it. Actually, during the break.
Is that when the auction ended?
No, the auction ended a couple of weeks ago.
Is this worth sending an update over to the listeners?
I think so. And I would like you to take the time, or I can do it, to change any pictures of me or anything like that to say Torgo and Johnson. Because there's some with Johnson there.
Well, we might be doing a big web update over the weekend, so if I don't get to it tonight, it might be gotten to on Sunday. All right. So, speaking of the web, freetalklive.com, you can go there and tune in to us live. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream. So everybody who's online at freetalklive.com can tune in absolutely free. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. This is a show about your calls. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Johnson.
Record time.
Hey, what's happening?
Very fast. And welcome to Torgo.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Well,
what's on your mind, Dave?
I wanted to give you an update on the outlaw manicurist in New Hampshire.
Actually, we touched on him last hour. What do you got?
Well, this may be something you didn't already know. He has pledged to fast if they put him back in jail.
Okay.
That's excellent. 30 days of fasting, eh?
Well, I actually been reading about this. He's a little too skinny for 30 days of fasting.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Torgo could handle 30 days, but I don't know about
Well, we already know I can't even make it through 7. We've tried that in the past.
So why is this meaningful, Dave? I mean, is he's going to starve himself? Are people going to care about that?
Well, they cared about the fact that he got a pair of handcuffs put on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they will care about him starving himself. Although I don't think starving is quite the right word. He's just going to fast, and he didn't say how long. He just says a prolonged fast. And I don't know that it would go a full 30 days. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that could be dangerous. But
we don't need any dead liberty activists in New Hampshire.
No, we do not.
We prefer he'd be able to leave the jail at the end of his 30 days, not have to be hospitalized or something.
But the significance of that, of taking that, that tack, is number one, it follows the path that Gandhi set. That's the way Gandhi handled this kind of thing. And then number two, it's not going to get him in any more trouble.
Yeah, that's true. They can't charge him with anything for not taking their gruel that they serve you.
What was interesting in the news coverage was how, some of the media were reporting what he ate while he was in prison, and what he didn't eat while he was in prison. It was, very detailed coverage.
Yeah, you're right about that. The news coverage was really positive. Of course, we're talking about the outlaw manicurist who actually gave unlicensed, illegal manicures out in front of the Board of Cosmetology in New Hampshire and, of course, was arrested for it. And he made a big splash in the news. There was, I would say, 95% positive coverage, and then maybe one newspaper up there had a negative editorial about it, and that's about it?
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
I thought it was an overwhelming smash success. I can't imagine that you guys could have envisioned it being a bigger hit than it actually was.
No, the ball went further than we thought it would.
Now I've been reading on the NHFree.com bulletin board system some of his posts and some of you guys' posts as well, and he's basically kind of going to have to take it easy because he's got the suspended sentence. He doesn't really want to go to jail for that 30 days. Plus, he's got a wife, and the whole wife issue really sort of ties you down a little bit. Not that she doesn't support him, from what I've read, but it doesn't make it as easy as though if you were a single guy doing things like this.
Does he do her nails at home?
Actually, she is a cosmetologist.
Oh, she is?
Great,
okay.
Yeah. So he kind of learned the ropes from her, I guess. But Dave, it makes me wonder what's next for the New Hampshire Underground. What do you guys got brewing?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen next. Right now, we're trying to make sure that we support this thing as best we can and get as much mileage out of it as much mileage out of Mike's sacrifice as we can.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone contacted any bureaucrats up there or any representatives and asked them if they'd consider some legislation in regards to this?
I don't know. I do know that I've written a letter to the editor directed toward state rep. I haven't sent it yet. It's basically just urging them to look into repealing all licensing on all or most businesses in the state. I'm not sure that that will happen, and if they do forward such legislation, it would probably be shot down, but we have to take one step at a time and
absolutely
get started on this stuff.
Well, I think that the response has been fantastic so far, and I know you guys, whatever you do next, is going to be interesting. Of course, this is the same, you guys are the same group that burned the UN flag. That's kind of where the New Hampshire Underground got its genesis as far as public.
Oh my.
Yeah, they did a public burning of the UN flag, and now, of course, we've got and various protests throughout the state, and now the outlaw manicurist situation. And this is all within 4 months, I think, that you've done this, so.
The most constructive burning process I've ever been involved in.
There you go. Excellent. So, Dave, anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I think, back in answer to your question, I think the next things that are kind of on the agenda as being possible avenues are, number one, fasting, and another one would be possible disobedience of the tanning law.
Hmm.
There's a relatively new law that regulates tanning salons, so one of our guys, you know, he kind of gets wild look in his eyes. He goes, "I'm going to tan without a license."
But that sounds a little bit more costly. I mean, are you going to have to buy a tanning bed in order to do this? Or are you going to get a sun lamp and hold it over somebody? What are you going to do?
I've heard that actually the logistics on that should be pretty simple, but I don't really remember why. They thought it would be simple. I think that some of the stuff you could use is so low-tech and so low-wattage.
That's what I was thinking.
He could just go to a restaurant supply store and buy 11 or 12 heat lamps for a presentation table and just string them all together real close and put them about 4 inches from someone's head.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be the one. I'd be wanting to participate in that particular one. But, hey, either way, I'm sure you guys will perfect whatever it is you decide to do, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it here. Dave, anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Good call as usual. Thanks for the info, man. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Some exciting stuff going on up there, and all this stuff is happening with maybe 100 people have moved to the state, 100 members of the Free State Project have moved there.
You know what I'd really like to see with all of the outlaw manicurist stuff? Just one more step for them to take it to make it even more ridiculous and show people that all this licensing is just crap, as if they took it a step further and arrested his wife for not being a licensed cosmetology instructor.
Oh, because, well, actually, no, maybe she didn't teach him.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
I think, actually, he mentioned that he learned a lot of stuff off of Google, although there is certainly a chance that she did give him a few tips, in which case.
For not being a licensed cosmetology instructor and knowing what he was going to do with the knowledge.
And not ratting him out.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Now, the cool thing about the Free State Project is there's really not any organization to it. There are over 6,500... And what I mean by
this... The cool thing about it is this large group of people with no real driving anything,
keeping them together.
Just a hodgepodge of random people milling about the country.
I made that sound wrong, I suppose. The Free State Project has a single goal, and that is to move 20,000 people who feel like we do, people that want to be free, people that want more liberty, to the same state.
There is a hierarchy to the Free State Project currently, but that hierarchy dissolves once the Free State Project completes its goal.
That's correct. So the Free State Project, as far as its members, are not really, per se, trying to accomplish any one thing beyond going to New Hampshire and becoming liberty activists when they get there. So when these people are actually getting to New Hampshire, it's just up to them what they want to do to make a difference. So if they want to do a protest or a civil disobedience thing like the outlaw manicurist, they can. If they want to lobby the House of Representatives, they can do it that way as well. So there's all kinds of different aspects and tentacles, if you will, to the Free State Project's efforts up there in New Hampshire. It's very exciting. We're happy to be a part of it and happy to be following it here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up, including more from our emailer who thinks that he just knows best how to run your life. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? kidney braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control. Bring up anything here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 15,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over, I think, almost 500 users. We're getting there, and it's all free.
That is a busy, busy message board.
It is at freetalklive.com, and we're talking about we've been talking about this email, just kind of nitpicking and going off on tangents based on this email from someone who finally has emailed us disagreeing with us on the war on drugs. Now, on Free Talk Live, we constantly are taking the position that the war on drugs should be ended, and we kind of tore that up a little bit already.
The war on drugs is bad.
And in this case, he's also attacking smoking.
He also thinks that he should be able to travel any old place, and there should be no smoke there for him to encounter. In fact, he thinks that the way that we look at things is short-sighted. And I guess that means that, well, we're just not thinking
right.
about people's
See,
health.
See, and
like
I think that
is.
The way he looks at things is jaded, you know, by left-wing liars.
But he wants to be healthy. He wants people to be healthy. And
he wants people
to
be healthy, and
people.
They should be forced to do that by liars. Just dirty liars. Because the way he said it, the way he phrased it, and the way a lot of these liberals phrase it, is that they're saying that this option is the one that's more free. It allows people to choose whether or not they smoke or not, because the smokers are forcing them to smoke because they smoke in the restaurants and the stores that we go to. Well, then don't go there.
Yeah, use the market to fight those people.
You've got a choice. You have freedom. Whatever happened to the boycott, you lazy, lazy left-wing liberals?
You know, that's a great point. The liberals should be the first people to support boycotts. I mean, they are some of the originators, I think, of that idea. And it'll be so much more effective that way.
Don't you remember about 10 years ago when there was a huge liberal boycott of orange juice because the Florida Citrus Council had Rush Limbaugh as their spokesman?
Really? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about back when they were transporting the orange juice around in the septic tanks.
Oh, no. Ooh. This, like I said, this was like 10 years ago.
Okay. But what happened?
Well, they dropped him.
Uh-huh.
They dropped
as a result of the boycott.
As a result of the boycott,
hey.
Yeah. You have the Florida Orange Growers Association, or whatever the name of the organization is, had Rush Limbaugh as their spokesman on some of their ads and things like that, and there was a huge liberal move to boycott orange juice, Florida orange juice, and only drink orange juice from California.
You know, if you broke it down, if you actually looked, I think, at the numbers, as far as, okay, if you're going to boycott a company, let's say that Free Talk Live allows smoking in our restaurant. The Johnson, you have a restaurant and you allow smoking, and people come in there and they decide that they don't like that fact. There's a group of families or people who are concerned about this sort of thing. They don't like it, and they're going to boycott you. And then there's another group that's going to lobby the government in order to pass a law against smoking in Johnson's restaurant and every other restaurant in the state. It would seem to me that you would spend a lot less money per result on boycotts than you would on lobbying politicians. It would seem to be just economically, not only is it more superior in a pro-freedom manner because you're using the market to get the changes that you want, but it will also seem to be more affordable. You'd be spending your money more wisely instead of just lavishing it on politicians and trying to buy favors with your donators' dollars.
You know what would have happened if people had instead boycotted things? You know what the restaurant owners would have done, I believe? I'm almost positive of this. This is something that I was thinking of when there was this whole smoking ban issue was going on. They would have just raised the dividers between the smoking section and the non-smoking section by about 10 feet.
There are some people that are not satisfied with that.
Yeah, I know some personally. My friend is married to one of them.
Really?
Yes. It's very
sad. What, actually physically separating them so the air from one section can't move to the next?
Yeah, it's like, it's as if there were two restaurants in the same building, just about. And she's just like, there's smoke in here. Oh, I'm going to die in smoke.
That's because she's one of those morons who believes the EPA study.
Well, that's probably, definitely a big contributor. In fact, it's interesting. A lot of negative effects that we have on our bodies or in our bodies are generated by our minds. In fact, John Stossel, in his book, Give Me a Break, which is a fine, fine book, highly recommend it. He talks about this office full of bureaucrats, and I wish I had it in front of me right now, but this office full of bureaucrats, one of them got sick for whatever reason, and they claimed that it was because of something in the air, and so then they brought in some sort of tester, and they tested the air, and then more people were getting sick. And these bureaucrats just started getting ill, and they were getting ill all because of psychosomatic reasons. They were all getting ill because the others were getting ill, and it was cool to get ill in this office, basically. And it was cool to complain about it because they kept making demands. Well, if you want us to keep working here, you've got to install this and this and this, you know, like all these this duct work and these special fans. And there was literally hundreds of thousands, if not $500,000 or more dollars in renovations that they demanded the bureaucracy do in order for them to continue working for them so they could not be inhaling asbestos or whatever it was that they
granted someone was just the no
But the whole building, the whole building needs to be hermetically sealed, and we need to go in through a clean room.
I'm serious. It went that insane. It really went that nuts.
And good. Go get a new job. And
you need to wrap all of our heads in plastic so we can't breathe in the bad, bad germs.
That would be a good solution. That is the free market solution.
That's right. Just wrap your head in plastic.
You know, I really should have had that in front of me, but it was just amazing to me that these people who normally were just healthy, average adults just started getting sick, and there was no virus going around. It was just all in their heads. They were getting sick because they thought they were supposed to get sick.
It's like people at parties who act drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, I act drunk at parties just to fit in so that I don't have to cry by sitting in the corner by myself.
Yeah, there are some people who actually think that they are drunk.
I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk. I only had, like, one wine cooler.
It's like that. That was high C. That was fun.
I remember we did that to a friend of ours back when we were in high school.
Something
age.
Was alcoholic when it wasn't.
Uh huh. Yeah. And of course, he acted as though he was drunk. As a result,
that's ridiculous.
That wasn't acid, man. That was just a little piece of paper I ripped off my notebook.
Is that a line from something?
Yeah, from an old Adam Sandler sketch.
Okay. All right, so 800-259-9231, that allows you to take control of the show. I know that you had, a depressing issue.
It kind of. It's a little bit of a personal issue because I've been on my campaign to add a little non-political bit to Free Talk Live since we are a show about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to bring up was I wanted to add a little slice of sci-fi to the show.
A little slice of sci-fi. You need theme music. It's Johnson's slice of sci-fi.
No,
little dork injection.
Yeah,
about that?
No, that was actually just a mention of the name of another podcast.
All right, get to it.
But I wanted to talk about Star Trek and Star Wars, both ending within 2 weeks of one another.
Really?
Yep.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
It's a government conspiracy! It's a campaign to end sci-fi.
Well, you know...
See, they're trying to bring about a new world order. You know, actually, you know, when you bring up that it's a conspiracy, actually, you know, I wasn't really thinking along that lines, but now I want to talk about that since you brought it up. Because it does make me think something. You know, I do think that Star Trek has probably contributed a lot to liberalism. In a way.
Hmm.
Because if you think about it, Star Trek, commies. Star Trek, very liberal.
Space commies.
Yeah, they are. They're commies.
There's a lot of communism in Star Trek.
There's a huge amount of communism in Star Trek.
It just would have been a much better name for the show. Space commies.
We're going to come back with this, because apparently it's a big deal to a lot of people, the whole Star Wars, Star Trek ending thing. If you want to chime in here, 800-259-9231. And of course, you can always bring up anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, and of course, as you're scrolling down through there, you can vote for us at various different websites like PodTower.com, which we really appreciate. We don't charge you for the archives like all those other talk shows do. They want $5 a month from you. They want your credit card number. We just give them away.
Those bastards.
Yeah. And of course, we're actually going way farther back than 6 days nowadays, thanks to the good crew over there at DownloadRadio.org, archiving us all the way back to March 1st. It's all free at FreeTalkLive.com. Now, Johnson, you are a little bit distressed. You're a little bit bummed, I suppose.
I just, you know, sci-fi just seems to be, you know, a lot of the sci-fi that I grew up with going away.
Times, they are changing, Johnson.
But, I mean, okay, here's what's depressing about that. How long has Star Trek been around for, and Star Wars? Longer than my lifespan.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that legacy has been around for a long time.
Okay.
You know? And so it's just weird that it just happens to be ending now.
I think it's just coincidental, that's all. I mean, yes, it is definitely a coincidence that they happen to be ending within a week or two of one another. But beyond that, I don't know if it's any real big deal. I mean, is your life going to be drastically affected by this? Are you one of those real people that are in deep into Star Trek?
I like having some sci-fi to watch on TV, and those are the best ones. And most other sci-fi that has come out recently is total crap.
Oh, come on, man. There's Sci-Fi Channel original productions.
Oh, yeah, those are quality, let me tell you.
Really?
That awful. Huh? Awful.
Well, they're trying.
Trying badly.
Hmm.
And you know, the other problem is that Stargate Atlantis. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about just, you know, the series that's ending tonight is Star Trek Enterprise. And Enterprise isn't great. But right now what's going on, and supposedly this is the rumor that I heard today, is that Paramount has no plans. You know, there's supposedly maybe a movie, but other than that, they have no plans of continuing Star Trek, because apparently some goon over at Paramount doesn't like sci-fi at
really?
All. Like
one
some
of the
big
head,
yeah, one of the higher ups just doesn't like sci-fi, so he wants to eliminate sci-fi from Paramount's lineup.
No, I'm
but
sorry.
They won't sell that property off because it makes too much money.
Right. That doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
That way, they don't have to spend anything to produce any new episodes of it.
They can milk
all the old stuff from now until the end of time.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's kind of a disappointment. I'm not a Star Trek fan really at all. I've seen some of the movies. I've seen some of the Deep Space Nine. I've seen some of the TV shows, and yeah, it's a decent program. But I know how rabid Star Trek fans are. And I know they're pissed about this, right? I mean, they are angry about the
Enterprise
thing going away.
Well, they tried this campaign. They raised several million dollars to bring back Season 5.
Seriously?
Yeah. One, Richard Branson gave $1 million by himself. Richard Branson, the millionaire.
Right, the Spaceship One guy.
Right.
The rebel billionaire.
Right.
And who do they give that money to, exactly?
It was...
Paramount?
No, it was Trek...
Here's an offering, please!
The organization was called Trek United, and they were trying to raise money for, you know, to obviously bring back...
That they would, yes, then give Paramount. They would say to Paramount, here, Paramount, I know you don't want to put the money into the budget to produce a fifth season of this series, so here's several million dollars to get you started. Will that bring back the show for another season?
Right.
And they said no.
That's amazing. This is just another argument against intellectual property, in my opinion. You've got Paramount, Paramount holding these characters hostage now. I mean, they've created the starships and the Klingons and all these different races and characters, and now they're not going to do anything with it. They're just going to sit on that property when all of the fans, the market is clamoring for more Star Trek content, and they're not responding to it. But there's nobody else who can just jump up and say, oh, we'll make a Star Trek movie. We'll make a new TV show. They can't because of intellectual property laws. And so there you're screwed.
Why can't those same people jump up and just be like, hey, we'll make a sci-fi TV show, we'll make something good, and, I mean, if they're creative enough to be able to come up with a brand new Star Trek series, why can't they just make a brand new space exploration series? Does it have to have the Star Trek name on it to be worth anything, Ian?
Apparently, yes, it does.
No, it really doesn't. If it's a good series, people will watch it, and it will pick up fans.
You're
that's
right
why Babylon 5 had a huge following, because it was a good show.
I agree with you. Okay.
You know, I'm staring at something here that I want to cover because, you know, I was talking about your whole... we were talking about the conspiracy theory and...
What, the conspiracy theory about what? That Star Trek was going away?
Right. Well, no. That about Star Trek and the fact that Star Trek going away, and I was saying how liberal Star Trek was, so that maybe it was a government conspiracy
communist
to get rid of.
Right.
Well, one of the things that I have come across and read in the past was this thing about the economics of Star Trek, which anyone can Google on the internet. Just look up Star Trek and communism. It's the first link.
Okay.
And you can read it. It's too long to, you know, really cover. But the first thing here that it talks about is actually abolition of property rights. But it's talking about abolition of property rights being communist, so I'd like to cover this. I'd just like to read this one point. It's short.
Okay.
Government intervention in the buying and selling of goods increases by an order of magnitude. Investments are verboten. The concept of private property
is... this in the world of Star Trek?
Right, in the world of Star Trek. The concept of private property is virtually destroyed. Neo-Marxists are quick to point out that Marx only wanted to eliminate exploitative capitalist property rather than the personal property of the artisan and the craftsman.
You've lost me, man.
What? Okay. The neo-Marxists are quick to point out that Marx only wanted to eliminate exploitative capitalist property. I'll stop there.
Okay.
Okay, so we can cover that. do you understand, like, what that whole point
didn't
was?
Didn't they always... don't they think that all capitalism is exploitative? So I don't understand.
They're talking specifically about eliminating certain property rights, though. So I don't know if they think that all property is is exploitative. Maybe they're talking about all capitalism is exploitative, but I don't know that the Marxists think that all property is exploitative.
Most socialists and communists are against the idea of
property rights at all. Yeah.
They don't understand. They either don't understand or completely disagree with. They believe that property is theft.
But most doesn't necessarily mean Marx.
Okay.
Who we're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm not very well versed on this, so I can't really comment.
Yeah, and I never really asked the guy.
So now there is a caveat to that, and it explains here, rather than the personal property of the artisan and craftsman. So I guess Marx believed that anything created by artisans and craftsmen
was their property.
Right.
Okay. That sounds about what... From what we've talked to Jason the Communist in the past on this show... It sounds about like something.
So apparently that's something different. That's different than capitalist exploitative property.
Well, because Jason the Communist has said that he doesn't want to share his toothbrush with other people.
Right.
So clearly they have some sort of semblance of property right.
Now, it also says here, however, Marx never explained how to preserve one while eliminating the other. For example,
he's a kook.
At what point do grandma's savings become exploitative capitalist investments? How do you criminalize one without criminalizing the other? The result of this half-baked idea is a proposal which is impossible to implement. So real communist states have historically abolished all forms of private property, thus creating a vacuum in which black marketeers sprang up to fill.
Yes, indeed, of course.
Now, but this is reading this as though that's a bad thing.
The interesting thing about the Star Trek situation is, of course, the replicator.
Right.
Now, if we actually had a replicator technology, then it would totally change the economy. Totally.
And then ideal communism could exist?
I don't know about that. I'm not saying that.
All right.
I'm not saying that at all.
Total government control. No more vehicles
for
anyone.
I'm the last thing from the communist. I'm just saying it would change the method of distribution. It would change everything around completely because you could punch a button and have a new car if you wanted to from your
right.
replicator. More coming up here. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Johnson.
Yes, indeed. So we'll talk about anything on this show. And, of course, all you have to do is dial in, take control, personal, political, whatever. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got all kinds of ladies on there. Old ladies, young ladies, black, white, Asian, people living all halfway across the world. Women that listen to Free Talk Live that have sent their photos. And that's the point of the Shrine. And we want to show you off. Scott, where are we going next? Because I don't want to talk about Klingons anymore. I mean, unless you really, really had something else you wanted to get out there.
Man, I just think it's sad.
It is. Really, what are you going to do?
You know, and...
What are you going to do? They don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it back in 10 years, like Transformers, and
it could really happen.
Badly.
It could happen.
And watch it be animated. It's all CG. CG Star Trek. On Cartoon
Saturday
mornings. Actually, but 10 years from now, that'll probably be, like, amazing.
No, because the CG version of Transformers that's available today is using...
Well,
like,
it's because CG right now is terrible.
No, I know. But they're using CG technology from like 10 years prior to what we have now.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to do it on the cheap. Anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some people expressing their opinions and influencing the market.
Okay.
We'll talk about a free market solution to something here.
Like what?
A surprising number of Hyundai customers said that they didn't want Sirius satellite radio installed in their vehicles because they objected to Howard Stern. Let's see. The so-called shock jock will broadcast on Sirius starting in January 2006. It'll be 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Hyundai recently received... They recently surveyed 300 to 400 customers while it was trying to decide between XM and Sirius.
Right.
And the number of responses they got back just about what would you rather have, XM or Sirius, an overwhelming number of those people said that they would rather have XM because Sirius has Howard Stern. So
amazing.
So Hyundai will be building XM radios into their cars as opposed to Sirius satellites.
Huh.
Whereas other large car manufacturers like Daimler Chrysler, and I think that's the only one mentioned here, they still install the Sirius satellite radio system.
But I say it's great because Opie and Anthony are far more vulgar than Howard Stern ever was.
Well, no, you don't know. You've never heard Howard Stern off the airwaves as far as you never heard him do an uncensored
show. No, but he has heard.
Yeah, I have, actually.
You've heard Howard Stern do an uncensored radio program?
Yeah, online.
Oh, okay.
Really?
But even so, he has regularly heard Howard Stern do a broadcast radio program and Opie and Anthony do a broadcast radio program.
I've heard them both do uncensored programs as well, and Howard
Stern
is
I'm talking about more frequently, though. I mean, because Howard Stern wasn't a regular online, you know, type of thing.
I guess everybody's just forgotten about Opie and Anthony.
Most radio shows nowadays are... you know, they're copied. I wasn't hearing it through any sort of official means.
Okay.
The shows are duplicated to be heard. You know, they're just spread around the internet. You know,
I see.
That's how I heard the show.
When did Howard Stern do an uncensored show? Was it like a special internet-only edition or something like that?
No, Sirius. He's on Sirius.
He's not on Sirius until January.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Are you, like, hearing this in your mind?
No,
or
no, okay. What I've gotten is that he said that he's... Well, okay, I read an article specifically by Howard Stern that said he's not changing his show at all once he's on Sirius only.
Oh, he's not going to get dirty?
Yeah, he specifically said, I'm not changing my show in any way.
Right, that's kind of the whole... His whole point is, I'm not changing my show. They're forcing me to move away from broadcast radio with the show I already have.
I see.
And go to an uncensored format in order to do what I've already been doing for the past 20 years.
That's
his point.
Yeah, he says, I'm not changing my show at all.
So therefore, what you're saying is there's not going to be...
Right. Now they're getting a much, much dirtier show by getting on XM. All these Hyundai owners, good. Good. Because Opie and Anthony swear all the time, and I hope your kids hear it.
What in the world?
Because I'm a horrible, awful person, and I wish bad things on these people for boycotting that because they're stupid.
Okay, now these people...
Because I'm an awful person, and I will admit that.
You really are awful.
I don't understand where you're coming from on this, just given your views on everything else in life. These people are in no way saying, censor Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Don't let people who want to hear him hear him. No, they said, no, we don't want to hear him. We'll go somewhere else and get something where we
right.
hear
generally,
Howard Stern.
Yeah, okay.
That's what these people say.
Yes, generally. But I'm of the general belief that these people are probably the same people who do all those other awful things. Generally, that's the way.
You are certainly jumping to a conclusion.
Jumping to a conclusion there, which is why I'm an awful person.
He gives people no credit whatsoever.
I don't, really.
Ever.
I really don't.
Yeah, you're really making
it. If you want to call in and tell me what a bad, awful person I am, 1-800-259-9231.
He believes firmly that humanity should be free to govern themselves as they see fit, but he has no faith in humanity whatsoever at the same time.
That's true.
You should govern yourself, but you have no ability to do so. Have fun.
You're stupid.
Pretty much.
I don't think you're going to get anywhere calling anybody stupid, Johnson. I mean, you've done it at least twice tonight. It's a word.
I haven't called anybody directly stupid, though. I'm just,
yes, you have.
I'm just going groups of people.
No, you specifically said Paul is an idiot.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you said Paul was an idiot, and by calling a group of people stupid, you're calling every single one of those stupid.
That's true.
They have the way they want to live their life, and that's fine. Now, I think
I fully support them their way if they want to go live their stupid lives.
As long as they don't want to enforce it on you. Oh, my God. I just think you're being a little juvenile tonight.
Maybe.
Good, this show needs it.
A little soft more.
Maybe.
In regards to calling people stupid versus ignorant, I used to be guilty of using stupid as well. And
you
I just
big
think
dummy head.
Fair. I just think it's, I just don't think it's fair, because so many people are, the people that you're calling stupid are probably experts in various different areas of life
right.
that you don't know squat about.
Like religion. Or sanitation engineering.
Or repairing automobiles or something like that. And calling them stupid is just not fair to their intelligence that they have in other areas. More Free Talk Live on the way. It's your show. Take control, dummy.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit aquanorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit aquanorthwest.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, and we'll talk to you about anything. We still have a few more moments here, so time enough for you to get your call in at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Now, before we went away for that last break, we were kind of getting into the issue of whether or not you should be calling people stupid, Johnson.
Okay,
I
now,
just don't know if it's the right approach.
It's not the right approach to try and convince people, but you're not going to convince people some of the, you know, you're not going to convince people 100% of the time.
But why make them
sometimes
you?
Stupid ones? And sometimes, especially the stupid ones. And sometimes it's just nice, it's fun to vent. You know, yes,
okay.
It's sophomoric, but it's also entertaining to an
and
extent.
And yes, you okay, and yes, you can vent on Free Talk Live because you're sitting behind a microphone and you're not calling somebody stupid to the, you know, to their face.
Come on, dummy. 1-800.
You against the drug war? We'll make fun of you, dummy.
Now listen. Now
one
look.
Snowman. Oh.
No, I want to know. Seriously though, I do want to talk about that in, as it relates to a talk show. Now there are a lot of talk shows out there that will call people stupid, and most of them are on the right.
Okay.
You know, you see. Did you say most of them are in the right?
On the right.
Oh, okay.
So why do you want to be like that?
I don't necessarily want to be like them. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes.
You feel I like find, being a little Michael Savage,
and, you know,
huh?
You, no, it's not really being Michael Savage, because I've heard you there, Mr. Ian. You've gone off on a soul yourself. You don't take the Harry Brown high road all the time.
Okay, fine.
Harry Brown is the only person, the only radio show I've ever listened to who consistently takes the high road.
The Harry high road sounds
single
a little
time.
Dirty.
The Harry high road. See, there you go. Taking the low road.
No. Well, it's even worse when you've got his full name, because there's the Harry Brown high
right.
road.
We love you, Harry. You're a great, great guy.
God. Okay, so...
Look, I can
see,
be a little... I can be a little...
We're being stupid. That's what we're doing.
Yes, I can be a little grating, I think, at times, but I don't know if I've ever come out and called anybody stupid, even if it was Jason the Communist, or in the case of the socialist that I've been arguing with online in recent days. I think he's totally, totally wrong, and I think he's totally brainwashed, but I don't know if that means that he's
brainwashed.
Stupid. I don't mean...
Well, that's so much better than calling someone stupid and ignorant. You're not really stupid, you just don't understand what it is you think because it's been forced upon you. You still are not a functional member of society. And you mean nothing to the world, but not in that same way where I'd call you stupid, just weak-minded.
I think people who are brainwashed...
Brainwashed implicates weak-mindedness.
No, not at all. It doesn't make... No! Everybody is susceptible to
brainwashing.
You've
been miseducated because you are too stupid to figure out the real information.
Everybody is susceptible to brainwashing, Johnson. If you had gone to... if you had been indoctrinated in the correct manner and really... On a regimented basis.
I think there are a lot of people who grow up in religious families who don't come out religious, for example.
I agree with you.
Just, you know, I'm using it as an example of indoctrination.
But how many? What sort of a percentage?
All
though?
Of us,
I mean,
probably.
No, my family wasn't really religious.
My family wasn't really religious either. But I do know people who have been extremely religious families. But, again.
I think, but wouldn't you say the majority of people that come out of religious families are religious?
I think the high road's, you know, a good thing to take most of the time, but I think sometimes it's just...
All right, more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, the Saturday edition. It has been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Torgo will be joining me again tomorrow night. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern.